getting so close to episode 300 of this podcast. Thanks for helping me get there. I am Todd Wright. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. A quick word about my sponsors that allow me to continue to do this podcast and allow you to listen to it absolutely free. Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Gentlemen, if you are a resident of the state of Florida and you are still paying permanent alimony, what are you waiting for? Permanent alimony has not been law in the state of Florida since July 1st of 2023. Brandon Legal Group would love to talk to you to reduce or eliminate your financial obligation going forward. Because permanent alimony is not the law in the state of Florida. You can reach out for a free consultation about this at 813-902-3576. Or for a free consultation, you can also click the box requesting one at BrandonLegalGroup.com. I thank Brandon Legal Group for their continued loyal support of this podcast, as well as Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming 2024 Todd Wright Tour Championship at West Chase Golf Club on April 6th. Remember, you can always contact me for golf information at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Pin Chasers. Hey, they were helping me out with some prizes for the upcoming 2024 Todd Wright Tour Championship. Pin Chasers is on Instagram. It's real simple. It's at Pin Chasers. Yeah. They have that domain. They follow me. I follow them. And I mean, their weekly specials are pretty good. Wednesday nights, starting at 9 p.m., $12.99 unlimited bowling, $1 Bud Lights. Let's see what else they offer. I'm just scrolling through their Instagram. You can do the same thing. Tuesday night is the Pizza Bowl. Unlimited pizza and bowling for $12.99. Unlimited pizza, unlimited bowling. $12.99 on Tuesdays. Mondays, Dollar Mania, starting at 9 p.m. Unlimited bowling for $12.99. And for a dollar, what can you really buy for a dollar these days? For $1, you can get a draft beer. For $1, you can get a soda. For $1, you can get a slice of pizza. For $1, you can get a hot dog. And then Sunday nights, 9 p.m. to close, 21 and older only. Just for the older crowd. $12.99 unlimited bowling, unlimited cyber bowling, $2 blue moons, $3 cocktail special. Cold. Sorry about the audio there. Yeah, go to Pin Chasers, who, of course, donated the entire Midtown facility earlier this month. For Drew Garabo, John Senning, Mike Olivero, Corey Cardinal, everyone with 1025 The Bone, to help raise money for Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. They raised over $25,000 in 3 hours. I even donated some money to the raffle second year in a row, won something to give away at the next golf tournament. Well done by Anthony Peroni and the Pin Chasers family doing that for a local charity. They do a lot for local charities in the greater Tampa Bay area. Four locations to serve you for Pin Chasers. Brandon is the newest location, all right? Pinchasers.net. Start having fun. Lane reservations, party reservations, pinchasers.net, and to check the locations. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Just two quick things. One on the new kickoff. That isn't new. If you watched one, even if you didn't watch an XFL game, you probably, as a football fan, heard about their kickoff over the last couple of years. By the way, this isn't new for the NFL to do something another league did. I still remember the replay challenge flag, and I believe it was red, being thrown by Steve Spurrier when I was a season ticket holder with my grandfather at the old Tampa Stadium for the Tampa Bay Bandits games. So much fun and so damn hot. Our season tickets, by the way, I think my grandfather paid $150 for his season ticket, and it was 10 regular season games. It was an 18-game regular season schedule the USFL played. We also got one preseason game. You think preseason is bad in NFL. It was even worse in the USFL. But we got 10 games. My grandfather got a senior discount, $150 for the season. I got a student discount, for those of you who are Blazing Saddles. Student, are you kidding? $150 for me. So my grandfather and I had season tickets for the Bandits for an entire year. I think it was 84 for a total of $300 for 10 games. So $15 per ticket. What else did I want to tell you about that? It was so much fun. Steve Spurrier would throw a red flag to go to replay to challenge a call. That started in the USFL, that USFL. The XFL kickoff has essentially, with some tweaks, and they might tweak it even more going forward, been adopted in the National Football League. 29-3 vote. It's experimental, so they can change it. They can remove it. Finally, the NFL realized safety is one thing, but we've essentially made the first play of the game meaningless. All these people are excited, got to watch the opening kickoff. No, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, the numbers just kept dropping. I was like, what are we going to do about this? I mean, why were people even out there? I even wondered aloud, I don't know if I did it here, could you combine the point after a touchdown with a kickoff? Because many kickers were just blasting it through the uprights anyway. So at least combine the two. I don't like that the surprise onside kick is out. I don't like that the 4th and 20 or even 4th and 15 has been voted down rather than just kicking the ball off. But it's a step in the right direction. And that's all I want. Make the play worth watching. There are some who are already worried this will be, there will be too much scoring now on kickoffs. Is that a bad thing? Is that a bad thing that we're going to see a guy return a ball 80, 85, 90, 95, 99 yards for a touchdown more often than we've seen it ever? I don't think it's a bad thing. So I like it. It looks weird, right? It does. It looks odd. It's the fact that you have the kicker way in the back. And I guess part of the argument is he's your last line of defense. He's your last line of defense anyway. But I like that they approved it. The play just wasn't worth our time before. I'd rather see a team have an option to keep the ball, you know, a make it, take it option like the 4th and 20. Did the Eagles propose that? There have been other teams that have proposed that. Heck, going back to the Greg Schiano days when he was coaching in the NFL, he even said, let's just make it like a punt where let's make the kickoff a punt. And that way guys are, other than the return man and the punter, everybody else is, you know, within 5 yards of each other, which essentially this play now does. It's more of a kickoff than it is a punt. So they got some things to go. I'd like to see a better option because I'm sure the old onside kick where you could put as many people on one side as you wanted, but I mean, guys were just, you know, hammering each other from 10 yards out. Matt Bowen used to come on my show, former player, and he talked about there were two plays in practice that you never practiced. And the reason was because guys could get hurt. Hail Marys and onside kicks. The teams talked about it. You know, you would stand around, be like, we're going to do this, but you wouldn't actually practice it live because there was too much risk of injury. And I always remember he said that about the old onside kick because guys are just flying into each other. On essentially a jump ball. But anything you can to change the fact that it was just basically send our kicker out there and kick it through the end zone. I mean, why not just put the ball in the 25? The NFL, for whatever reason, didn't want to do that. So now we're going this route, and it's better than what it recently was. Last thing I just want to spend a couple of minutes on, since I have my golf tournament coming up. This is my 46th golf tournament, and I have never held a raffle at any of my tournaments. Never. Now, there are many people, hundreds, dare I say, probably four digits. I mean, if you count individuals, every individual who's ever played in one, I mean, this is my 46th event. Most events I have anywhere between 120 and 128, so do the math. But a lot of people play in the same tournament. Point being is, I give away some great prizes. I do it very creatively. But I do not, and have never, held a raffle. You know why? Because it's against the law. Now let me explain. The Todd Wright Tour was a reaction to me and many others getting tired of the way charities treated a golf event, treated golfers. That just because they were a charity, they could do whatever they want. They didn't care about the golf experience. Charity scrambles have a bad reputation in the golf community because they're often run by people who aren't golfers. They don't care about the golf experience. And when you question what they're doing, their only response is, it's for charity. Yeah, I know that. What about us? Why don't you care a little bit more about your event and the people that are putting money into your charity? Some do, many do not when it comes to golf. My events are not charity events. That's also why the price of every single one of my tournaments through 46, and I promise you, the 47th will be going on sale soon in May at Lake Chivita. Every single one of my events, the tournament fees are $99 or less. That's because I'm not a fundraiser. I'm not raising money for any charity. I care about covering my costs and the golf experience for every one of my players and the support I have from local businesses who want me to do something, whether it's a sign that I put up at the golf course that usually the charity scrambles overcharge businesses for, to promote their businesses. If a local business helps me, I'm going to help them. Hand me a sign. I'll print it up. I want people to see your business and think about it and know about it. So we've done a lot of good. I care about my golfers. I care about local businesses. You want a charity fundraising golf tournament? You can find many others out there have at it. I play in a few of them. I still do. But I'm very picky with the ones I play in because they need to be run the right way. And they need to have value. I recently had someone try to cherry pick off my social media after I posted some golf pictures saying, "Hey, Todd, this golf tournament has your name on it." And I responded with the logo for the Todd Wright Tour Championship. I said, "I'm sorry, you must be confused. This golf tournament literally has my name on it. And mine costs less per foursome than you're charging for an individual golfer. You can say all you want about all the things you're offering, and it does this and this charity or whatever. Yes, still. I want my players to keep money in their pocket. They are what I care about. And I'm offering an April Saturday morning start, that tournament charging more for an individual player than I'm charging for a foursome, June on a Monday." Yeah. So yeah, I know what I'm doing with these. I learn every tournament something I can do better and something that I may need to modify or change, kind of like this new NFL kickoff is going to be. But I don't host raffles because I'm not a charity. I don't have a 501c3. I'm very transparent about that. When people say, where's this money going? I said, pays for the golf tournament. That's it. Pays for the golf tournament. Cover my costs. So I can do what I'm doing for you. I do not have a 501c3. Hence, I do not hold raffles. There are two very key requirements other than integrity and it being a legitimate game of chance, insert your own joke here, about a raffle as it exists in state of Florida law. Number one, you must have a 501c3. Now, my wonderful friend Ebony DaCosta, who's at every golf tournament for DaCosta Realty supporting me, she has a 501c3. I have won money for charity in fantasy golf and given her some of that money. So Ebony could actually host a raffle at her table if she wanted to, but she's not doing that. She supports me. But that's just one example. So you must have a 501c3 to prove you are a legitimate licensed charity. And then there's another one that a lot of people don't want me to tell you. So if you've listened this long, you go to sporting events or you play in charity scrambles that tout raffles that openly put it on the flyer. Oh, we got raffles. Yeah, here's your $40 super ticket. Uh-huh. By law, anyone hosting a legal raffle can ask you for money for a raffle ticket, but they must offer you one ticket in their raffle by law for free. If you don't want to pay for it, they have to offer you one chance to win for free. So you know that phrase that you often see, no purchase necessary? It actually applies here. As an example, I just did it. Valspar Championship promoted a 50-50 raffle that you could join without even attending the tournament. You go online and you find, you just keep reading. They're not going to make it easy for you. But eventually, no purchase necessary. There was a link to click. Click, put in my information, and they sent me my free ticket in their 50-50 raffle. I didn't win, and I know cynics will say, well, yeah, the free ticket's never going to win. Well, then it's in violation of other rules. So any of these teams, Lightning, Bucks, Rays are guaranteeing a $50,000 payout or a $50,000 50-50, whether it's a $25,000 payout or whatever they're going to do. A lot of teams do 50-50 raffles. A lot of charity scrambles do raffles. Yeah. Ask them for your free ticket. If they deny you, tell them they're in violation of the law. Even just to get a freaking rise out of them. Because you're right, and they're either wrong or ignorant to the law. So just know that. A raffle requires two things. 501c3, which not 100%, the pro teams are. I mean, there's a Lightning Foundation. I'm not Valspar Championship money to charity. The teams know they got to do it right. A lot of these charity scrambles, I don't know. I don't know if I'm guessing 100% of them aren't raising money for a charity that has a 501c3. But I promise you, a significant percentage of them are going to think you're wrong by asking for a free. Now, if you want to pay for your raffle tickets, go ahead. I just did it down to Bull, but I knew all that money, all of it, was going to the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. I knew that for a fact. I know the people involved. Anthony Peroni donated the whole freaking facility for 3 hours. So I knew the money that I put in that raffle was going to Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. I didn't ask for a free ticket. But you have the right at any sporting event, at any charity scramble, or any event that's touting a raffle, you have the right to a free chance to win by law. Ask for it. And if they tell you no, tell them they're in violation of the law. Or ask them, well, where can I get my free ticket? Get their attention, because they're not doing it right. I don't host raffles for this reason. I give away prizes differently. It's not a raffle. I don't have a 501c3. And my players are very happy with how I distribute my prizes and the things they get from me. It's a different process because legally it has to be. And when you ask for your free, good friend of mine recently at a Lightning game walked up to someone selling 50-50, asked for his free ticket, was told no. By law, she needs to tell him where he can get his free ticket. The Lightning don't want you to know that. No team does, but they have to. It's no purchase necessary. It's a donation to their charity. You're not going to get 50 tickets in the 50-50 raffle, but you get one, no purchase necessary. Just got to ask for it, jump through a few hoops, go for it. Tell me your story when you do. Write.todd@yahoo.com. And if you get pushback at a charity scramble or an event or from a team that says no, let me know about it. I'll make a follow-up call. I'll call them out. We'll have some fun with this. Yeah. The Todd Wright Tour does not run any raffles. And that's because they're against the law for what I do. But a lot of charities, even ones with 501c3s, running raffles, if they deny you or don't offer a way for anyone to have one ticket in their raffle, they're in violation of the law. Done for today. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. My email, wright.todd@yahoo.com for golf information, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.